The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time once again for one of our favorite bits. It's called Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire three questions at each other, trying to stump one another. And you guys at home, play along. Some of these are hard. Some of these are super easy. See if you can go 6 for 6.
Play along at home with the home version.
Ooh, yeah. How much does that cost on eBay?
It's free because you're listening to it now.
All right. Everything's free here. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Question number one. And this is the real name game. Again, I'm going to give you somebody's name, and you tell me who you think she is.
All right.
Her name is Patricia Andrzejewski. Who is that?
Patricia Andrzejewski?
Yep.
I'm going to guess Pat Benatar.
You are correct.
Yes. That sounds so much better than Patty Andrzejewski.
Yeah, Patty Andrzejewski. Yeah, had no idea.
Wow.
Who knows where they got Benatar from, but Benatar definitely sounds a lot cooler than Andrzejewski.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I thought Benatar was her real name.
Yeah, it sounds like one.
Sure.
Yeah. But now it
sounds like more real than Meatloaf.
Right. Yeah, true.
I doubt Meatloaf's his real name, but...
I don't think it is. And no. Again, Pat Benatar, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And neither
we could run that place so much better.
Yeah, neither is Meatloaf. Just based on the first album, Meatloaf should be in. And Pat Benatar's run, she should be in, because there's a lot of people who never have any hits, nothing, and they're in there. Or they're one-hit wonders, and they're in there.
Right. Yeah, I would put Pat Benatar and her husband both in there.
Yep.
Put them in together.
Absolutely. But who knows?
All right, question number one for you. This is a list that I know you love.
Yippee.
Can you name 4 acts Jimmy Bain recorded with?
Jimmy Bain. Great bass player who passed away a little while ago. Let's go with the first one. I believe he was in Rainbow.
That is correct.
He was in Dio.
Yep.
He was in Last in Line.
That is correct.
Let me think who else he's with. Oh, God, what's the name of that band? Oh, I can see it. I know who's in the band, too. Oh,
he was in a band with Brian Robertson?
That's the one I'm thinking of, Wild Horses.
Yay! That is correct.
And that's not the L.A. Wild Horses from the late 80s. It's
no,
early one. Early 80s. 2 albums, yep. Not very good, actually.
No, I was disappointed because I really like Brian Robertson. He's a great guitar player, but...
Yeah, all the talent in the world and it didn't click. The songs weren't there.
Yeah. He also recorded with Thin Lizzy. He recorded on Phil Lynott's solo albums. Yeah, and he was also Gary Moore's bass player for a while.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So he's been around and he passed away on Def Leppard's cruise.
Yeah, awful, huh? You're going to play a show and... Oh, by the way, the bass player just died. Oh, what are we going to do? We have to leave him there because we're on a boat. Yeah. Don't go in his room. Yeah, what do you do? I wonder if they have morgues on boats. They just leave him in the room?
I know they have like medical department, but
maybe they do have something just in case, because a lot of old people like to cruise. Imagine.
Yeah, I doubt he's the first person to ever die on a cruise.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
I would bet my life on that. You know,
great, well, on a cruise.
You know, great grandpa's out there playing croquet and he keels over. Yeah, I'm sure that happens weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Dead person on the Lido deck. Dead person on the Lido deck.
Yeah, clean up aisle 5. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a hard one for you.
Oh, man.
No, I'll save that one for last. Okay, I'm going to give you 4 album titles, and you tell me the band that recorded the album.
All right.
Okay. Waking the Dead, Tales from the Strip, Vicious Circle. What band recorded those 3 albums?
I'm going to say LA Guns.
You are 2 for 2.
Yes. Nice. I only knew that from the Vicious Circle. The other two, Tales from the Strip, I thought I recognized. And wasn't sure that was LA Guns.
Yeah, I was going to go with a different album title, too, besides Vicious Circle. And I thought, well, maybe he doesn't know that one. Well, I was wrong.
Dang it.
Man.
Good for me.
You're killing it.
Yeah, I had my Wheaties and an omelet this morning.
Wow.
Okay, this one.
Oh, no.
I think you and I had a lot of fun with this band when we were back in high school. But question number 2 for you. What band consisted of original members El Deuce, Sicky Wife Beater, and Dr. Heathen Scum?
I think the first guy is El Duce.
Okay.
And I believe that's the Mentors.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
I couldn't name one damn song from him.
Oh, I...
Oh, you got some lists there?
I looked at them and I didn't write them down. I should have, but unbelievable.
Isn't one of them Golden Showers, or they have an album titled Golden Showers or something? I don't know.
There was a couple of songs that had that theme in mind, yeah.
And they were goofy.
They had some chorus talking about anal vapor.
Oh, man. Yeah, not number 1 on the charts, apparently.
No, no. And that guy, El Duce, he was the drummer and lead singer. He said he was hired by Courtney Love to kill Kurt Cobain. There's a whole big thing about it. And he ended up dying like about a week later. He was hit by a train and decapitated. But his official cause of death was misadventure.
Wow. I didn't,
because his blood alcohol level was like way, way too high.
8.0.
Yeah. Yeah, it was whole numbers.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, that I was looking into that going, what? I never heard all that, but that's what he claimed.
Yeah, I saw there was a show here in Southern California called the Wally George Show. I don't know if you remember it. He was this super conservative talk show host on like Channel 56, you know, like in public access channel. And he was famous for, well, here he's famous, but his daughter was Rebecca De Mornay. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
So he had the show, and the Mentors were on there one time.
Really?
And they always wore the black hoods.
Black hoods, right.
And Wally got mad, you know. It's one of those shows they argue about. It's way before Jerry Springer, but it was kind of like a Jerry Springer type show where the crowd gets into it, and Wally George grabs the hood and pulls it off, and El Duce was the dorkiest fat guy you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. I saw some pictures of him. I was like, whoa. Wow, good thing the hoods.
Yeah, this kind of guy couldn't get laid in a women's prison.
Yeah.
No.
Yeesh.
Poor guy. Decapitated. Yeah. Jesus.
Decapitated by a train.
Okay, on that happy note.
Yeah.
Question 3 for you. Let's see if you can go 3 for 3. This is a kind of a long-winded question, but it's about a band you know. In 1993, Journey was on a 7-year hiatus, but they got back together for a performance. I think it was a charity performance for their, it was not charity, but it was for their manager, Herbie Herbert. And they played this little club called Bimbo's in San Francisco. And the guys who played were Neil Sean, Jonathan King, Greg Raleigh, Ross Valerie, Steve Smith, and Ainsley Dunbar. But Steve Perry was not in the band yet, and they hadn't reformed yet. Can you tell me who sang lead vocals for Journey for that show?
Wow.
And do you want a hint?
Yeah, I have no idea who sang for them in that show.
Yeah, this was a surprise to me. The hint is this guy played with Ross Valerie after Ross got booted from Journey in a band called The Storm. And the lead singer of The Storm sang lead. And right after this show, he was asked to join the band, and he accepted.
Wow. He was in The Storm.
The Storm. He was also in a band called Steel Breeze in the 80s. It's a name you've seen before, but a lot of people see his name, and he's sung on a lot of different things, but he's not famous. But you probably would have heard his name.
Mm. Oh, man, it's not the guy that was in the band for a while and then booted out.
No, because there's a couple of guys who've been in.
Yeah.
Like Robert Fleshman was in before right. Steve Perry, but it's not him. And it's not like Steve Aggeri or...
That's who I was thinking of.
No, it's before Steve came back and then Steve left again. I didn't know this.
I have no idea who that could be. No idea.
Okay, the guy's name is Kevin Chalfant. Chalfant. Chalfant.
I know the name. Huh. Yeah, I didn't know he was in Journey.
Yeah, and if you listen to the Storm albums, they kind of sound like Journey.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of Storm songs, and they do sound like Journey.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
He was in the band, then Steve Perry came back, and that's when they recorded that next album in the late 90s, and then Steve Perry left again.
Yeah.
So, and they never asked Kevin to rejoin the band, so...
Wow.
And now he's on different albums that still come out today, but he's never made it big. And he's a good singer, too.
Yeah. Well, Journey's done pretty good with Arnell. Guy's good.
Yeah, he is. Very good. Looks kind of different now with the short hair, huh?
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the band that he came from?
Didn't you give me this? It's like The Zoo or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Or was the Scorpion say, The Zoo?
Exactly. All right. Question number 3 for you. Let's see how you do on this one. Because you are 2 for 2 so far.
Oh, yeah. I get this right, it's a tie. And I don't know if I get... No, how many have I got?
Get it wrong, I'm 2 for 3.
Yeah.
So you get this right, you're the winner.
Oh,
big
God.
Winner.
Big pressure.
So I send the trophy back to you for the week.
Sweet.
Okay, I think you'll get this one. This isn't too bad. Who are in the Sons of Apollo?
All of them?
Yeah, there's a 5. Come on.
God, I know it's
Billy. They're all like top of their game for each of their respective areas.
I'm going to forget somebody. I know it. It's, okay. Billy Sheehan on bass. Mike Portnoy on drums.
Yep.
Jeff Scott Soto on lead vocals. Bumblefoot on guitar.
Yep.
And who am I? Derek Sherinian on keyboards.
That is correct. Oh, ding, my. You win the week.
Oh, God, I can't wait. I'm going to be sitting by the mailbox waiting for that trophy to come back.
All right. All right. And the cash prize that comes with it of $0, 0 cents.
1,000 pesos. Which is probably a nickel.
Right.
Oof. Well, that was fun.
Nice.
Hope everybody out there did well on them. If anybody got that Journey question, that's a freaking miracle. Because I've never heard anybody talk about that. They've always talked about everybody else, even Jeff Scott Soto, who was in during a tour, or Fleshman, who actually wrote Wheel in the Sky and was out. But, no, I didn't know that.
We saw Journey touring with Arnell. It was like his last 2 or 3 shows, or it was like the second or third to the last show that he had before he was out, and Jeff Scott Soto came in.
Oh, yeah.
But the drummer was so much better of a singer. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Dean Castronovo. Yeah, great, great singer. Sings exactly like Steve Perry.
He sang Mother, Father. It was like, oh, my God. Forget the drums. Come sing.
Yeah. And because Jerry started having vocal issues, didn't he? His voice started cracking.
Yep.
Yeah. Too bad. He lost a good gig.
Oh, yeah. Journey's a pretty good gig.
Though I would have liked to hear Jeff Scott Soto, even though he doesn't sound like Steve Perry. He's a great singer. And the only reason he didn't get the gig is, he didn't sound like Steve Perry, but he was a great singer. They wanted to find a sound like.
I guess you got a good thing going. Why, because I can't imagine him, Jeff Scott Soto, singing some of those really high songs. Because, I mean, he's an amazing singer, very powerful, but he doesn't have that high range, I don't think.
I beg to differ, because I've heard him sing Cinder My Love, and he nails it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's recorded some Journey covers.
All right.
But yeah, he's just different, but he does have the range.
All right.
And on that note, I got to go blow my nose. So hold on, let me blow my nose real quick.
Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
All right, and last Saturday, I went to the Canyon Club again in the Santa Clarita Mall and saw Dokken, so, yeah.
Don Dokken.
Yep, again, my friend Greg calls me up, hey, you want to go see Dokken Saturday? I'm like, I can do that.
I do want to see Dokken.
I do. I've seen him a couple times, and I think we saw him at the M3, I believe. Yeah. We saw them then. I saw them once before in Hollywood when John Norum was in the band. So I've never got to see him with George. But so it was cool. I said, I'll go. But my first experience seeing Great White at the Canyon was a good experience, so I figured this would be the same. Get there right before showtime, sit down. And Bobby Blotzer was there again. This time he's sitting right next to me.
Did you talk to him?
No. He was talking the whole show. That guy could not stop talking. I mean, it's like people coming up to him, talking to him. He's got his lady there. Bobby's also got a reputation of not being he's friendly, but not one of the most approachable, nice guys. But people were coming up to him, and he was cool, but the guy talked the whole show. But thank God the music was super loud, and I had a clear line of sight anyway, so I didn't bother him or anything.
Yeah.
But show starts, and Don Dokken's voice, he had some moments there. He definitely has lost some of his range, but the band is spot on perfect. Good God.
Who was in the band?
John Levin, who is a guitar player. He's been there like forever. He's also the lawyer for the band. So the guy's he's a lawyer, and he's the guitar player, and he's great. Plays the George stuff perfect.
Wow.
Very fast. Bass is a guy named Chris McCarville, who's definitely much younger than the guys. But I know why they got the guy in the band, because he sings the high parts.
And oh, guys. Really?
So, yeah, because Don kind of sings a little flat. And Mick Brown is still in the band, the drummer, who sings in every song.
So, I thought Mick Brown was off with Ted Nugent. Maybe Ted's not touring now.
A few years ago, he was doing double duty. Because Ted plays part of the year, and then he hunts. So,
right.
But Mick Brown stopped playing with Ted a couple of years ago. But, yeah. He can sing. So,
nice.
They do the three-part harmonies. It kind of covers for Don a little bit, especially with the heavier stuff. We have to sing really high, like Kiss of Death. Kiss of Death!
Yeah.
It's harder for him. But when he sang Alone, it was really good. The ballads... He still got it in the ballads. But the heavier stuff is harder for him. But, I would suggest go seeing these guys because they definitely can play.
What did they start with?
Kiss of Death. So they start with something hard right away. And I guess it was their last show of the tour. So he has his mom there, his kid there, his ex-wife there. Don Dokken.
Jeez.
The life of the party is definitely Mick Brown. He's the one who talks to the crowd more. Don's funny, too, and Mick Brown is a total show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's constantly, hey, have another drink with me, scream for me. And telling jokes. He asked the crowd, he goes, hey, Bobby Blotzer's here. He goes, how many people knew Bobby Blotzer in the day? And people raise their hands. And say, how many people got pissed off by Bobby Blotzer in the day? And everybody still raises their hands. You know? But Don told the story, you know, because Don got his break in Germany of all places. And Bobby Blotzer actually played on the first Don Dokken release
really?
In Germany in 1980. So those guys went to, he's before Mick Brown. They went there with Juan Crucier from Rat. Those two guys from Rat were actually in Don Dokken's band in Germany and recorded there.
And
tried to get their break there, but eventually, you know, things worked out. And they're all from the South Bay, Orange County area. Same thing as Great White. That's why all those guys knew each other. So they all basically hit at the same time. So
right.
So it was a lot of fun. Show was cool. It was free. Had a good time. And
cool and free. There you go.
Yeah. Band played out in 45 minutes. Great. Had a good time. I suggest when Dokken comes, go see them. Also, when I'm leaving the venue, I say my goodbyes. I go out to my car, and there's an SUV, a couple cars parked by. There's John Levin and Chris McCarville loading their gear into their SUV.
What?
I guess John Levin maybe lives in the neighborhood. He's loading his stuff into the back of his SUV, a couple cars from me. I go, hey,
wow.
Great show, guys. They're at the mall parking lot going home, you know. Nobody's.
Wow.
I don't even know if anybody really noticed or they didn't. Were afraid. I just walked. Hey, that's cool.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, good time.
They're like real people.
Yeah, yeah. They breathe the same air as we do.
Dude, no, come on.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of celebrities around here.
Yeah.
Just found out one of my son's friends, his dad is the drummer and the voice.
Oh really?
Yeah, and the same band that was the voices band did that Rockstar mm-hmm. Supernova show.
Oh really?
And they became the backing band of Paul Stanley's solo tour. So I saw this guy when he was playing with Paul Stanley, and probably when we go all the meeting, he's there. I just didn't really notice it was him. But the guy's a killer drummer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to play on something like The Voice.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are top-notch.
Oh, yeah. Play anything.
Yeah, they're probably getting a nice paycheck, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing on TV.
And sometimes, because The Voice isn't global, that show, you know, because they have different each country, sometimes the same musicians from LA will pick up and go play the UK version or play, like, Australia or whatever.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, more money, more money, more money.
It's like the guys who played in Letterman's band all those years. You know, they play for an hour a day and go play sessions or play nightclubs after. Yeah.
Yeah. They do have to do quite a bit of recording for the show, like Saturday Night Live's band.
Yeah.
They're doing stuff all the time, not just during the show. But
I'm sure they're making quite...
That'd be a killer gig, man, playing Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, you're on TV and you're getting paid to do all that stuff, all the practicing you're doing. You're paying. You're meeting different people each week.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And on that note, it's time for me to go eat dinner.